Well, it is my huge honor to introduce our next speaker, who is just a political star from Wisconsin and nationally. She is just the greatest. She was great in our state legislature, and she is fantastic in Congress. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is a member of the House Committee on Financial Services, the House Budget Committee, and co-chair of the Congressional Women's Caucus. She was born in Racine. She was raised in Milwaukee. Her father was a factory worker. Her mother was a public school teacher. And she has not forgotten who she represents in the United States Congress. In the Wisconsin Assembly and in the state Senate, she led the fight against racial profiling, domestic abuse, and voting rights violations, all very relevant issues today. Emily's List recognized her leadership and supported her for national office. And she didn't really need their help too much because she has been a beloved, fabulous, outspoken progressive from Wisconsin for her entire career. I give you Gwen Moore.
It is so good and so energizing to be back here in the 2nd Congressional District, which first lit up by the fighting Bob La Follette. And the legacy goes on. It goes on with Mark Pocan, who's going to represent this district next year in Congress. And I know that you have had a star-studded lineup today with the next United States Senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin. Let me tell you, you might not see very much of Tammy for the next 50 days because we're going to make sure that everybody in Milwaukee knows her name. You've had Malin Mitchell, Buddy Romer here. I saw Jim Hightower, my good friend Stan Grzynski. I ran into Phil Donahue backstage. And John Nichols. Well, I tell you, 2012 has been something else, hasn't it? We had our... You recall that we had our recall election, and we took out one of the state senators in my hometown in Racine. And we certainly got a dry run for what we're going to do in November, on November 6th. We did not recall Scott Walker, but guess what? It ain't over. It ain't over. Just yesterday, the court rendered that decision that busting up the unions in Wisconsin was unconstitutional. Come on now. It ain't over. Let me tell you, we're Badgers here. And you know, I looked up a little badger. I looked on YouTube at the honey badger. Have y'all seen that video? We look all cute and warm and fuzzy, but we got a fighting spirit. I ran across a description of a honey badger, and they said that their lower jaw is firmly locked into a long cavity of the cranium, so the dislocation of the jaw is almost impossible. This is what enables the badger to hold and maintain its hold with the greatest of tenacity. I love that part. Maintains its hold with the utmost tenacity. That means we badgers are not going to sit idly by and let the Republicans, the big corporate interests in our state, nor anywhere else across this country, attempt to buy our elections. We're gonna hold on, people. And you know, you just got through singing one of my favorite songs, Solidarity Forever. Because in this election, they're definitely trying to separate and break up the family. But we ain't going. We ain't divorcing each other. They're trying to divide us by race. That's why we've seen all these welfare queen ads. Y'all remember the welfare queen? She had 127 different names, and you know, and of course the reporters could never find her. They ran all over America looking for the welfare queen. They could never find her. But that is what they call it, a dog whispering message to try to lure the good white folk out the family. Any white folks out there, let's say we ain't going. We ain't going. They're trying to divide us by our different nationalities. All of a sudden, immigrants are a real big problem. Hey, when they brought black people over here, immigration wasn't no problem. When they got ready to, you know, the way they work these Mexicans almost to death, with low wages, no workplace safeties, that wasn't a problem then, and it's starting to be a problem now. I just want to know, are we going to allow nationality, anybody who is an immigrant, we're going to allow them to break up the family? No, we're not breaking up the family. They're trying to divide us men and women. Oh, yeah. They say, there's no war on women. Women don't care about contraception. Duh. They only care about jobs and the economy. We can just take their birth control from them and their rights to control their body. They don't care about that. Women, are we going to leave the family? No. They're definitely trying to break us off the elderly. Check this out. Have you heard the rap? I've been on the budget committee for 5 of the 7 years I've been in Congress. Yep, Paul Ryan has either been the chair or the ranking member ever since I've been there. And honest to God, I know he's a whiz kid, and I know I ain't that smart. So I've spent most of my time scratching my head wondering what in the hell is he talking about. But there's this plan to just provide Medicare for those people 55 years or older, and just throw everybody else under the bus. Even though, and I'm not, you know, I know Ed will be giving me the hook in a minute, because I can go into great detail. I've sat through all the charts, all of the so-called specialists. Dog don't hunt, it don't make sense. And like Bill Clinton said, arithmetic just don't add up. But that being set aside, they want people over 55, those of us, people like me, 61, to throw younger people over the bus. Elderly, are we leaving the family? No, we're not leaving the family. Young people, they want to divide us up and say, hey, all you baby boomers, all you people who need Medicaid so you can stay in your home, all you people who need Social Security, you're destroying our future, leaving us with a mountain of debt. Young people, you need Pell Grants. And Paul Ryan's budget just about decimates the Pell Grants. Young people, listen to me. Are we going to leave the family?
No.
All right. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I've been reading a book. Several books, but one of the books I've been reading is by Joan Walsh, What's the Matter with White People? And it really does outline, gives a very good summary of how Nixon in particular and others pitted Catholics, Jews, and union workers against black people against laborers. Hey, I'm African American. I ain't leaving the family. I ain't leaving the family. Let me tell you something, and that's what this is all about. This is all about sticking together. We have stuck together. We stuck together when we fought the union busting activities of Scott Walker. And when it seemed dark, when it seemed like we had lost on June 5th, did you see us rising like a phoenix with this latest decision yesterday? It's proof that sticking together really works. And it'll work November 6th as well. The power is always with the people. I'm gonna end my little talk with a story of a donkey. So appropriate, since that's the moniker for the Democratic Party. I know that a lot of y'all are independents and third parties and no parties and all that, but I am a Democrat. Yeah, it's all right. One day there was a donkey that was running across a field and accidentally fell into a well. Well, the donkey brayed and kicked and struggled and couldn't get out of the well. He was stuck. And the farmer who owned the well was outside working and heard the struggling and rustling and tussling of the donkey in the well. And he called one of his friends over, said, "Hey, come on, get a rope. Help me pull this donkey out from the well." So using the ropes and trying to loop the ropes around his leg and around his tail, they did their best to pull the donkey up from the well. They tried their best. They used all their strength to try to pull the donkey up from the well, but they couldn't do it. They saw a third friend and said, "Come on, brother, help us." They even found a woman to try to help them. You know, if a woman can't pull you out of a ditch, you're in bad shape. They tried and they tried, but the well was just too deep, and nothing that they did helped. The donkey was too heavy, and the well was too deep. So the farmer knew that the donkey would eventually die and would suffer in the well. So the farmer said the only thing to do is to be merciful and to just bury the donkey in the well. So he decided that the best thing to do was to just throw some dirt down there and bury the donkey alive. So the farmer and his friend started shoveling dirt into the well. But before long, they noticed something. The donkey would just shake the dirt off of him and step up and move up a little bit higher in the well. And as they kept shoveling dirt into the well, the donkey would shake it off and step up and move a little bit higher. And after a while, the well began to fill up with dirt, and the donkey kept stepping up and moving a little bit higher and closer and closer and closer to the top. And soon, the donkey got to the top and jumped out and galloped out of the well and ran away. Hey, we're those donkeys, y'all. That's us. And all of the Citizens United, all of the money that they've poured on us, all of the lies that they have paid for on TV, all of the voter ID that they have tried across the country in battleground states, all of the efforts to divide us based on class and race and income, immigration status, all we gotta do is shake it off and step up and move a little bit higher. Power is with us. It's always been with us. It always has been with us. And now it's just time to believe. So that not only can we take back some of these congressional seats in Wisconsin, not only can we elect our first woman senator from this state, but we can re-elect Barack Obama as our President of the United States. Thank you so very, very much. Thank you.
One thing, when you listen to Gwen Moore, you know one thing. She is never going to sell out her friends and the people who put her in the place where she is now. Gwen, we thank you for your service.